Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Jessica Rogers. I'm the marketing manager for FC Edmonton, and we will be asking Fraser Aird a few questions as soon as he comes up. If you have any questions, please raise your hand emoji button, and I will call upon you one question and one follow-up. Derek will be starting.
Of my mask. I can take it off?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Hi, Fraser.
How are you? You all right?
Good, thank you. If you have a question for Fraser, please raise your hand and we will call upon you. Derek, you're up first. Thank you.
Hey, Fraser. Derek Van Dees from the Edmonton Sun here. How you doing?
Not too bad, thank
you.
Just
tell me about that strike. You ever hit a ball as sweetly before in your life?
I mean, I do it in training all the time, so it's nice that people actually get to see it live, so I'll take it.
Can you just talk me through the play? It looked like you intercepted a pass and then kind of had a free lane, and at what point did you decide to try it from 35 yards out?
I mean, it just kept opening up for me, I didn't really get that chance throughout the game, and defenders kept dropping, so I thought, I'm going to just hit it. You don't shoot, you don't score. Took my chances, put my head down, struck through the ball, and flew into the top corner.
Overall, what did you think of the draw? Did you think it was worth it, or were you a little upset you guys weren't able to kind of nick the points there at the end with the penalty?
I mean, you're always disappointed. I think I know as a collective, we could play a lot better. It was a game I thought and the collective thought that we could have done better and won, but that's football at the end of the day. We were presented with a good chance towards the end, but the football gods weren't on our side. It happens. We take a point. One loss, one draw, one win out of the first three games in a week. So we've got to take the positives. We dust ourselves down and we go again next week.
Thanks a lot, Fraser.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Charlie.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, Fraser. You've been playing this right fullback role for in these three games here. I'm just wondering if you can talk me through a bit just how comfortable you are in that role and maybe the partnership you started to build with Jeannot on that right side.
Yeah, it's a position I've played a few times in my career. Obviously 2016, I played a lot there with the Whitecaps when I was on loan. I think six out of my eight caps, I've played right back for Canada. So I'm comfortable in that position. I'd like to say the manager knows he can use me anywhere on the right-hand side, and he's confident in my ability to go and play there. So, yeah, just happy to play, comfortable there, and hopefully it's something that we can build on. You know, it's all about partnerships in football, getting minutes under my belt, and hopefully as the games go on and the season goes on, I can build on a positive performance tonight and in the first two games, and I can just keep going.
And then just very quickly, I know you've been asked about the goal already, but where does that rank in the best strikes you've scored in a match?
Live, probably the best strike. Maybe not the most meaningful goal, but I've scored a lot of them in training, and I've scored a lot of them in FIFA. But my best one in a game, I'd say that.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Thanks, Charlie. Robin, you're up next, and you're the last question for Fraser.
Yes, okay. So this game was... Oops, sorry. Unmute. There we go. Thanks. Okay. So this game was put off from the afternoon, the oppressive heat, but it was still hot out there. I saw the camera pan to a thermometer that was 30 degrees Celsius or so, and the field's made out of 72,000 recycled tires or something. So, but yet you and the other team... We're both going full at it for the whole 90 minutes, especially at the end there. What did you feel, or what kind of a game was it for you?
Yeah, I think the way that the game panned out is probably a little bit open than wanted it to be. It was very transitional, especially towards the second half. Partly towards the way that we kind of played. Not really the style that we like to play, but the game got a little bit stretched towards the end. But yeah, it was hot. Any player will tell you it's difficult playing that heat, but it's the same for both teams. When we're getting a chance to play games, so we can't really complain. We got pushed back from 1 o'clock today till 9 o'clock. We need to deal with it. whatever the league says we're going to do. The boys are happy to play games, but no excuses, you know. Both teams have to play in it, and whatever they tell us we have to do, we'll play in it. But now we got very transitional towards the end. Maybe down to the lack of games and maybe the third game of the season, but hopefully we'll improve on that. We'll look at it, and we'll hopefully improve on it for next game.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Thank you so much, Fraser. We'll be speaking to head coach Alan Koch next.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Good evening, coach.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, good, thank you.
Perfect. Who has the first question for head coach Alan Koch? Oh, Charlie, you're up first. Thank you.
Oh, all right, thanks. Hey, Alan. You know, it was, the possession was about equal, the shots were equal. Did it feel like it was, you know, it ended up being a fairly even one out there, kind of almost a stalemate toward the end?
I think I just said this on TV, Charlie. I'm not happy with our performance tonight at all. I didn't think we were very good at all. I didn't think we came out with the required energy, mentality, the application right from the start. Full credit to Fraser, fantastic goal. We almost got very, very lucky to get 3 points with the penalty kick. So we'll take the point. But that was our worst performance of this week. I was very happy with our performance against Ottawa. We lost, unfortunately. I thought we deserved to get something in that game. I was happy with the performance against Forge. We won. And I wasn't happy with the performance tonight, but thankfully we got a point. So all in all, not a bad first week. A lot to digest, lots of good moments, lots of moments we can grow and we can learn from. This is a work in progress. I'm very excited to work with this group of players. I like them, I respect them, willing to learn and to push each other. But tonight really highlighted that we still have a lot of work to do.
Just one kind of more smaller thing I was interested in towards the end was, you know, when you bring on Amir and you push Hunter more into midfield, was that a tactical thing? I wasn't sure that Hunter was maybe a more natural midfielder. Just what was that about?
Well, leading. The game was becoming a highly transitional game. We wanted to try to stabilize things a little bit tight. So we wasn't planning on using him tonight. We've rotated a lot of players this week and tried to give a lot of players opportunities, but a couple of the guys were really running on empty at the end. So we had to manage the health of the group. Hopefully, I think, but through the game with very little medical concerns. So that's a huge positive. I think the technical and the medical staff have done a very good job working together this week to rotate the players and make sure we prepare the health of the players. For every player to go from 0 to 100 this week was incredibly difficult. And you could see at the end, the guys were hanging on the ropes. They're absolutely shattered right now. But full credit for them to digging down and getting through these 3 points. So Hunter has played as a defensive midfielder before. So it wasn't like we decided to try something. We knew he could do it. But we also knew we needed somebody like Amir to come in and just to try and help us finish off the game.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Coach. Derek, you're up next.
Hey, Alan. I just want to ask you about what's the process for who takes penalties? Do you guys, something, is that something you worked out in training, or that's something the players on the field decide, depending on how the game goes? That was a tough one for Easton to miss there.
We predetermined. But obviously now with the five substitutes, there's a lot of subs that unravel. So it's not yet slated to take maybe big players off the field at that time, but we can take him in the box. We actually had him aside the other day. I wish you said some after the game, but we were 100 disappointing moments in the course of the game tonight. But we're not going to be caught up in this end, but that's just one of the moments that unfortunately didn't always make.
And you did have some good looks on goal. You had some good strikes, I guess. When it comes to the scoring, this has always kind of been the team's issue, I guess, in last years. Do you like where you are when you're creating chances and then the chances you guys are creating in front of the net? It's just a matter of time of, you know, you're going to put all those away.
This is a new team, new group. completely new identity. People who watched all three games have probably seen that already this week. Maybe not as much tonight. We're a little disappointed with those two games. The performance and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to create, I think, is very evident. But we can also see we can score goals from all over the place. We've got some worldies, quite frank, this week. We'll take tap-ins. It doesn't matter how we score. But we do have other people who can play.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Coach. James, you're up next, and you'll be the last question.
Perfect. Thank you. Alan, I was just hoping you could tell us a little bit more about Hunter, your captain tonight. He had a strong performance today.
Yeah, fantastic player, experienced player. We decided to bring him. I also coached down in the States, so I've coached against him in USL and watched him and scouted him a lot over the years. And I know a lot of previous managers that he's worked for, and everybody spoke incredibly highly about him, not just as a player, but as a person, but also his leadership ability. So we're excited to have him with us. He's played two games for us now, and I think he's played well in both games. So, no, he's a very valuable addition to the group. He's also versatile. He can play as a center back. He can play as a defensive midfielder like we played inside. He can also play as a fullback too if we need him. So, in a condensed season like we're going to go through this year, not just here in the bubble with playing all of these games, we're going to have to rotate players, move players around. We're always going to prioritize taking care of the health of the players. So we've just got to manage the group and their minutes as much as we possibly can.
And I understand if you don't want to tell us too much about this, but we got a little glimpse of you making some notes in a notebook there. I was just wondering how you use that and how that works.
I can show you my little laptop. Do you want me to open it up? I won't open it up. I have, back in my house in BC, I have one of these for the last 21 years. I think my wife questions me every single day why I keep them from 21 years ago, but I have a book of every single season I've coached in every league, in the university game, in MLS, USL, and now in the CPL. So it's just a good reference check to reflect on at times, but I take notes during the game, and obviously the teams you're playing against, yeah, we're going to play them in a few days, a few weeks' time, so... we better get as much information as we can on each team.
I love a good notebook myself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James, and thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Everybody have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for coming.